Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. More celebration is in store for our adventure in creation today. Mark 14 through 16. So they prepared the Passover. During the spring season, as the remembrance of Passover is replayed yearly, the Jewish people who prepare their homes by making sure they are clean, no leavened bread is there, that is bread made with yeast, was present in the home, and a traditional kosher meal was served. Kosher means the priest has blessed the food to be served. Passover is celebrated every year by the Jewish people and still today, all over the world, by those of the Hebrew faith. Jesus celebrated Passover in Jerusalem. Passover began in Egypt over 2,500 years ago, as the 12 sons of Jacob ended up living there during a famine in Israel, and Jacob brought his 12 sons to live under his second to the youngest, Joseph, who was second to the Pharaoh in Pharaoh's court. They lived there 400 years, but the next Pharaohs forgot who Joseph and his family was and made them into slaves. A baby boy, Moses, was Jewish, laid in a basket and placed in the Nile River so he would not be killed. He was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter, raised in the court, and when he saw a Hebrew being shipped by an Egyptian, he killed the Egyptian. He ran away and lived as a shepherd for 40 years in the desert. God called him back to Egypt to rescue the Jewish people and take them back to the promised land, Israel. Pharaoh would not let the people go. Moses gave 10 warnings through God, but the first 9, Pharaoh always said he would not let them go. The 10th warning was that anyone who did not put the blood of a lamb on their doorpost would lose their firstborn son. The whole Holy Spirit would pass over the homes with the blood, but the firstborn would die for the homes without blood. Pharaoh's son died that night, and he let Moses and his people go. They fled to the desert, and Pharaoh's army came after him. But God delivered them from death by opening the Red Sea so they could cross over it. But then Pharaoh's army was drowned. This is Passover. That has been celebrated for centuries until Jesus celebrated it. And during that Passover week, he became the Passover lamb that was slain. Thank you, Jesus, for our lamb who offered his life for us as the Passover lamb whose shed blood has saved so many people throughout time. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.